All right, and we're still having trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry. It's got to be the gremlins of the new year, either that or our energies are so high. Carol May, if you can hear me, Don's going to suggest, or he's going to try and reach you, you can call in on our line as a regular caller, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll do our show that way. The phone number there is 1-8-5. Okay, she... The other line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Please, if you can make it, Carol, please do so. We'll get you on the air that way. I don't know what's going on. It's just one of those strange days. And I also have to understand that there's a prankster who keeps calling in and screwing things up too. So we'd like to apologize for that. Now, if not, I know Carol May is just wonderful. She's with the Lotus Grid, and she wants to talk about the winter solstice gifts that we have, and I'm not sure what they are, but I would love to find out. And also that the monthly Lotus Grid infusions are happening on the 9th of each month via conference call, and you can call in or call me at the area code 202-387-2080, or let me give you Carol's phone line where you can reach her. That's 928-227-3416. Hello.
Are you there? This is Carol.
Oh, hi, darling. I was giving you information to reach you. This is really weird, darling.
It is strange.
I was giving them your phone number to call in. I'm so glad that you were able to do it. I mean, I got cut off two or three times myself, and I understand there's a prankster calling in and screwing things up, too. So, you know, what an exciting morning. Take a deep breath and have fun with it. Okay.
Right. Well, I think it's so interesting because, you know, say, numerologically speaking, Phyllis, today's a four, isn't it? And that's all about building a strong foundation for the future. And so to me, you know, these days and in 09, communication's probably going to be, I mean, it always has been, but now it's really going to be like the most important thing, isn't it?
Well, the funny thing is, all I could say was if Mercury's in retrograde, my question is, when is it not in retrograde?
I know. Well, so are we on the air now?
We are on the air, my love. And I have gotten so far as to tell everybody, we wanted to talk about the winter solstice gifts, the monthly Lotus Grid infusions happening the 9th of each month via conference call, and what you've heard about the 09 energy, and especially the 111 gateway. By the way, that's the day before my birthday.
Come on.
And the opening to the Universal Family Energy of Five Kingdoms. So,
yes.
Let's go through that. We have a full agenda, and unfortunately, as I was telling the dear people, that somebody has been calling into the radio and tying up the lines and making prank calls. So, that is
a
public
timer. So, you know, that's what I wanted to start with, is to say, number one, blessings to you and the station and everybody. And blessings to even any energies that think that they are going to keep the truth of our essence from coming out. They can just jump in the lake, because I'm telling you, they can just forget. Because the 09 energy of the being said for winter solstice that this is the season, so that means December, January, February, all the way through March 22nd or whatever, is the season for stabilizing our genius.
Okay.
And I think that our genius is really our God self, you know, the essential part of us that is, has been expressing, is getting ready to continue to express, and is really coming forward in grounded, totally usable ways. That's the main thing, is our soul energy is really getting grounded now, and the 2009 vibration. Think about what that means. The two is about, you know, doing things from what we truly care about.
Right.
The nine is about integration. The total gives us an 11, which is about, you know, the mastery of new beginnings.
Yes.
But if you think about the kind of new beginning that we're having now, this time, is unlike any that we've ever had. I mean, really, in the existence of the planet.
Right.
Because you have so many thousands and thousands of people with our essential self, our connection to our essential truth is right there on the surface.
Yeah.
And so I'm just sending a message to any energy in the universe that's trying to stop us today. You
it's
cannot do it.
It's
you know, no, nothing's going to stop that, that's for sure. But just to say out loud, for people who are thinking about and feeling the energy of the winter solstice, that the stabilizing of our genius includes recognition of our own radiance energy, includes tuning in to our own rightness.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we have to know what's right for everybody in the world, but staying tuned in moment by moment to what is our own rightness.
Okay.
That's really the key that seems to be coming to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
This next one I thought was so interesting, and this was Archangel Gabriel who brought this information in, because that's who sort of brings in the energy for winter solstice. And he said that what's coming in for everyone, believe it or not, even though there's been so much energy around money and failure and being fooled and blah, 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 all of that, that the permission to succeed, that our own internal permission to succeed, and that the definition of success would be shifting and changing to include the whole beingness, not just money, but to include, you know, health and connectedness and making a difference and expressing your true self and blah, 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 all of those things. Then the final thing that he said, stabilizing our genius includes, is that revelation within ourselves of where our magnetic core is. And this has been explained to me that deep within our beingness, there is an overlap between our intention, you know, to make a difference or to do whatever, and the impetus that we each carry toward action. You know, it's just a natural thing for us to want to express and act on things and share. And then our essential true self and what we actually carry in deep within our own divine self. When those three energies, our essential divine essence, our impetus to act, and our intent and creativity, wherever those three things overlap inside is our true magnetic core. Now, a lot of us have magnetize things to us from our karma, from our past lives, from what our mothers and daddies taught us and stuff like that. That's not our true magnetic core, right? So apparently the revelation to each person of the existence of their true magnetic core and then being in touch with that and beginning to actually manifest from that space. That's what apparently is coming through in this winter solstice. Well, contained in the winter solstice, of course, is the 111 vibration that's happening, you know, next week, next Sunday. And the I'll mention the spiritual gifts for the winter solstice season because they're going to be continuing through the whole year. And these are planetary gifts. If I'm talking too much, you tell me, but I wanted to make sure everybody
gets
it.
Get it in, because I have some comments and thoughts on this. Go ahead.
Good, okay. Well, the first thing that he said was for us, number one, to remember that love is the key that gives power to the breath, or the breath of life. And that it is important for us right now to use our experience to magnify and build the energy inside of ourselves in order to be building and creating the future. Well, along those lines, I thought the first gift was really interesting because it's a hammer to hammer out details and create new form so that we can stay really attuned while we're creating new form and using our creativity to, you know, think outside the box. And a scythe, I think that's how you say it, Sith or scythe, to cut our path as we move forward with precision. And they said to me, you know, over the last 6-8 months, probably half the people at least that are listening have had these experiences of feeling fuzzy all the time. Or vague, or not being able to make choices and decisions
What I call having 8 cylinders and 4 to 6 of them ain't work, are on 2 or off, and the other are chugging out of tune. Because I have had that feeling of being there but not there, fuzzy headed and not clear, and just what I've learned to do is just lie back and let it roll.
Because if I try
to fight it, nothing happens.
Well, apparently, this gift of the sight, part of what's doing is cutting away this information, old energy, old thought forms, old beliefs, old things we've been attached to, even old powerful things we've been attached to. They don't work anymore, and allowing us, bringing back to us a pristine sense of clarity, not just a sense of clarity, but a pristine sense of clarity.
Wow.
And he said that this particular gift is probably cumulative.
Right.
It would be like, you know, we wash our windshield that we see out of, and it's clean, but then you wash it again and again, and it gets even more
clearer.
Pristine
mm-hmm.
and clearer. So apparently, you know, the request is stay tuned into the moment.
Right.
Listen to what you hear and respond to that.
And I would
try not to get attached to it as if it is the end-all, be-all.
Well, I'm thinking also, and to allow it to work through your life and not struggle against it, not fight it, you know,
true.
And not try to guide it. Just allow it to guide you. Is that correct?
Yes, because it seems as if, see, so much of what's occurring in 09 is like, you know, about a dance or a flow. We've talked about being in the flow.
Yes.
We've talked, you know, for such a long time. We have this concept of what it means to have a spiritual rhythm and to integrate that spiritual rhythm with our lifestyle, with whatever the rhythm is. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Work at a certain time and traffic and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rhythms that we're all in touch with, aren't there, sweetie? And yet, apparently, what the 09 vibration is opening up is really helping us and allowing us, supporting us and listening to a rhythm from our soul that is in a dance with the rhythm of the planet, you know, of the light, of our own, do you know, the source that's within us in rhythm with the bigger source, you know, the big picture and the little picture coming together.
Right.
What I think, well, let's see, let's finish this. There's 2 more gifts for the season.
Yep.
So the hammer, to hammer out details while we're creating new form outside the box. The scythe, to cut the path with precision and bring us to pristine sense of clarity. Then an actual oil for self-anointing. The energy of acceptance that actually comes from unconditional love.
Okay.
You know, accepting something and just going, well, I have to accept it because I just have to. It almost has a judgment or a should on it. Well, this kind of self-acceptance is so proactive and so a surrender, like you were just talking about, that we're this oil from the beings is about feeling that surrender with such joy, with such self-acceptance and unconditional love. My feeling about this is so strong that it's what allows us or will help us have our or strengthen the relationship that we have inside to, you know, our connection to source, our connection to our little girls or our little boys self, our connection to the global angelic kingdom or beings. But we need to be able to not just have that as a concept that we read about in books. It really needs to be a real piece of our life. Like brushing your teeth every day, you just accept that that's something that you do to support your teeth. And so tuning in and feeling your connection to source and to the angelic realm is just this normal thing that you do.
Well, that, I think, is very, very important. Go ahead.
I have a feeling that that surrender that you were talking about is is just another word for this anointing oil, that we are truly being anointed with this in a liquid, fluid form. See, everything's going to need to be much more fluidic, isn't it?
Yes.
Our ideas and like that. Well, the third gift is an hourglass. And they say that we are developing a new heart relationship with time, so that we would be in relationship with time and creativity from loving being alive rather than, oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock. I have to be somewhere.
Right. Okay, that makes
sense. Yeah, well, all these gifts are, of course, the planetary gifts that come in spiritual form to each person out there, just at a universal level.
Right.
And the more that you meditate on any of these gifts or meditate on just the winter solstice energy, you know, say with a candle, just do a little candlelight meditation, almost always your own personal individualized spiritual gifts will show up for you as well.
Right. That makes sense. It's a very important issue. Okay, what else?
Well, then I just wanted to, the next thing, talk for a minute about that darling 111 gateway. There is the, you know, a few years back, what came up, there was the big 111 energy, the 111 vibration. It came across and through the planet as a wave. And its real purpose was to help us tune into how we are all family, that the family of man, of humans.
Yeah.
And you can look around these days, and I'm telling you, 5 years, 8 years, ever how long ago that was, wow, has it made a difference.
Yeah.
Well, the next level of quote-unquote family is, of course, intradimensional, between the five kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the human kingdom, and the angelic, the five kingdoms. And this gateway, this interdimensional family gateway that's opening on 111, there's probably a million things that will be become more available, lots more energies available to us than we had ever dreamed, you know?
Uh-huh.
And yet, the main push, or the, from what I can tell, the planetary energy that's opening up is now for us to begin to think in terms of our intradimensional family. And how the mineral kingdom is helping with our evolution, the plant kingdom, the animals have stepped forward, humans, of course, and then, of course, the angelic.
Uh-huh.
So think about that, moving into a five vibration, all five kingdoms working together as one in a similar way that here we are, whether we're blood related or not, you know, male, female, straight, gay, black, white, all of us humans working together as one, or as a, in a wholeness vibration.
Yeah.
So our next step is to feel that wholeness in terms of our bigger family, our intradimensional family.
Okay.
So to me, one of the things the beings have been asking of us is to include all the kingdoms. It's sort of like, you know, carry a stone with you, keep plants around you, always acknowledge the animals, you know, surrender and be with your human friends, and then always acknowledge the angelic help that you have, you know, which leads us right to my book, of course.
Okay.
No, there's
nice
lots
segue,
and lots.
Nice segue.
Yeah, great segue, isn't it? There's lots and lots of ways to be in touch with the angels, and working with angels in everyday life, you know, my darling book, is one among thousands. But we have to plug it for a second anyway.
Absolutely. Have to justify the marketing and the tax base, the whole nine yards. I got
well,
it.
Actually, I'll tell you something that happened, and
go
this
ahead.
Goes along with what you were saying. You know, the book came out August 1st of 07, and so this past August it had been out a year. And right after that, I received a message from the beings, okay, Carol, I know you wrote the book and you did a good job, but it's time for you now to surrender the book up into the angelic kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And since that happened, I've had at least five or six people that I know who have called me and said, well, Carol, this is the weirdest thing. I was asked by the beings to read your book a second time.
Uh-huh.
And I said, it's so short and easy and whatever. I didn't feel much the first time. But the second time I read it, the angels started appearing in my dreams and talking to me. I met my personal angel. And it changed my life. So I have this feeling, even if people who have read it once, I'm recommending for you to read it again. Because apparently something happened at the planetary level when I took that action to surrender the book itself.
Well, sometimes that's what it's needed.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've been, it's the 111. Now, what is supposed to happen on 111? There's some special energy coming in this year.
Well, yes. I mean, have you been hearing a lot about that?
Not really.
No?
Okay. No, yes and no, maybe so. I mean, I hear so much that sometimes my hearing gets turned off, if you get my drift.
Oh, for God's sake, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Well, the main thing that I am being told is that, you know, we had so much delay in 08.
Yes.
The mother, our beautiful mother love, our beautiful Mother Earth, was processing a lot of old damage that had been done to her. And you could really feel it. It was like all that, you know, the fires and the floods and the, oh my goodness, it just seemed like so much chaos and loss. And it felt as if so many things went and got delayed in 08. We were all confused, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when they went to explain that to me, they showed me a picture as if all of the divine masculine energies, you know, of the universe, or many of them, which would be the action energy, okay, that they were standing in a circle around the mother and just supporting her while she processed. And because of that, birthday energies coming in, new beginnings, relationships, new things that we were going to invent, jobs that had been promised to us, all sorts of things got delayed. And I had thought as soon as the winter solstice energy came in on the 21st of December that the release would occur and that things would just start popping. And then I was told that just because, you know, things were going slowly and that the gateway that was going to open, they were trying to integrate the, you know, that family, that 111 energy with the action. So that we would feel whatever was going to be happening in our life more deeply. So that's just mainly what I was told, was that what's coming in on 111, they told me, you know, the information at, say, the biggest level. And then they said at each individual level, it's likely that it will feel different for each person.
Right.
That's why it's a little hard. Or actually, there's probably those circles of us. You know, each person is in some larger circle with a certain purpose and certain karmic things that we're receiving and doing and having happen to us, right?
Right.
So the various circles will probably feel the 111 energy differently, which is a little bit of why it's kind of hard to pinpoint, oh, this particular gateway, you know, your hearing will get better, or your whatever job you wanted will come in, or you'll have a realization that will totally change the direction your life is going in.
Right.
But those are some examples of what it feels like to me is likely to occur as this 111 energy comes in.
Yeah,
so, you know, the recommendation for, that's just a week from now, next Sunday, 111, to make sure that you are staying warm, being relaxed, and in a receptive, energetic, you know?
Yeah.
This, it's not a day to be real mental. It's a day to sing and dance, and, you know.
I thought it was real mental. I'm just going to take my brain out and put it to bed.
Absolutely. See, isn't that a great image, though, Phyllis? Yes, we're going to take the brain out and hug it, give it a little kiss, put it under the covers, and take it away, you know. And just come out and talk to the other parts that are more able to receive. You know, your spirit and your emotions and your feelings and your delights. And, do you know, And so, see, for some people, the most relaxing thing they can do is watch the ball game.
Right.
For other people, they might want to be in meditation. They might want to go shopping. They might want to just
Whatever it is that gives them what they want.
Absolutely. And that makes them almost giggle or really puts you in touch with your little kid self.
Yeah.
The magic, the being started talking to me about 3 days ago about how, you know, a word that is going to start coming out for everybody and getting just really well known is something we would call organic magic. And you know what that's like? It's not planned. It doesn't come out of the brain. It's just coming from inside your beautiful essential self.
Yeah.
And magic gets created when you follow what you know to be right and true. And then think about if many other people are doing that. There's lots of places we're all going to meet up and create together. You know that the group vibration is going to be activated, that joining with other people. If you have some magic idea, this yummy idea of what you want to do, look around for somebody doing something that will coalesce or blend with what you're doing and present it as a team. Present it in a circular fashion, joined together.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of wealth is going to come, is through the integration of people doing things together.
Yeah.
Because if we want money to take on the energy of sharing, which is its true nature, according to the beings, Metatron tells me that about every third day to get back in the energy of sharing instead of fear and trying, you know, I've been trying not to spend anything, you know.
Well, actually, I think sometimes not spending is stinginess. But I have been noticing that people are more stingy with themselves than anything else. You know, they're coming from what we used to call a poverty basis.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you can also be exceedingly stingy with yourself.
That's
and I
right.
know that sounds like almost a almost a paradox, but I have noticed the people who claim they don't have any money and don't spend it are people who do have money, but because they perceive they don't, then they do without. And what they actually do are being stingy with themselves, and I've seen them doing physical work that they shouldn't be doing because their bodies aren't in good shape or what have you, and they are becoming ill or causing injuries. And what they don't understand is if they had shared a little bit and had paid somebody to help, say, do some housework or something like that, the medical bills that they incurred, and they just think they saved the money, but the medical bills and the pain that they've had.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, I can't afford to have anybody help me. And I say, how can you afford not to?
It's really the truth.
You know, you've got to learn to love yourself.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly in my understanding of it, and I'm having to process it myself, you know. Everybody is, I think.
Listen, you know, what did we learn? To take care of ourselves meant you were selfish.
But you know what? Taking care of ourselves by filling ourselves up with who we really are and our own essential joy and delight and exquisite wisdom, by filling with that, what I've been finding out is that there's not as much room left for fear. If I'm filled up with my real self, then the fear begins to go away, mainly because there's just no room for it in my body. My body can only just hold so much.
Yeah.
And when it's filled up with, you know, me remembering my child self and my organic magic and that I am here at the request and with agreement from Source, so I'm you know, the apple of Source's eye. You know what I mean?
Well, you've also written your own script, you know.
We all are, right?
We are the ones who have written the play that we are dancing to each day.
Mm-hmm.
It is our play, our script. We wrote it. We're the directors of it. We're the producers.
Mm-hmm.
We're the actors and actresses.
We're
the whole enchilada.
Yeah, so if we don't like the script, I think that's what's coming now.
Say
we've had a script that was all about evolution and releasing old karma, and now we've been there, done that. And so we sort of, you know, we're beginning to get a new script that we can utilize.
We can write, and since it's our script, we can change it anytime we want to any part we want. We can simply decide it, I don't want this, and just change it. And most people think that they're still working on the level of, we can't change it. Of course you can. All you have to say has been there, done that, learned everything I need to.
And give gratitude. You know, I think that...
Also
that,
gratitude, yes.
Yeah, it's like the image they show me is, you know, that all the old stories where the kids get lost in the woods and they leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
Oh, Hansel and Gretel, yes.
Yeah, and so all of the old stuff, our old memories, are like breadcrumbs. Well, you know, hey, they've been eaten.
Yeah.
So we don't even
already give it up.
Yeah, we don't need to go back. So now we can use crystals and flowers. Uh-huh. We have friends. We have other friends, other family in the universe that we can use to mark our, you know, whatever boundaries we're going to have, or to mark our trail and to help us light the way.
Yes.
What I think's interesting, when if you start talking about co-creating, and I know we've had that theory. We've been saying we're going to be doing that because it's a concept first, of course.
Yeah.
And now you start taking a look. What does that actually mean to live that? You know, it means that moment by moment, we continuously might get in touch with or hear some old thoughts.
Yeah.
And we just make a different choice. We make a choice to
change
that thought into something else.
What we can say is, we can do, what did the kids used to do when you didn't want to hear somebody, stick your fingers in the air and go, no, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
We can do that if we want to.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. Don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, and let me see if it's okay. I'll interject right now. because I'm really trying to get as grounded as possible. I want my soul and the new language, the new script, to be really in my body. All of us do, you know. We want to be able to feel it and be in touch with it as we take those daily actions, brush the teeth, you know, cook the dinner, be in the traffic. And in a daily way, I used to tell people, you know, I am writing more books and I have all this stuff I want to accomplish, but you know what my main goal is? I want to be happy when I'm washing the dishes, you know? I don't know if I'd go that far.
I mean,
that's just, you know, that's the way I think about it in my mind. But what I was going to inject here was this. One of the things that Metatron suggested, that, you know, we're 3 years into acknowledging our own lotus grid, our own essential self-opening and anchoring the pure love on the planet. And so our next lotus grid, our planetary lotus grid celebration that we do once a year is, of course, 999.
Okay.
And in preparation for that, Metatron said, once a month, let's do a little, you know, the conference call phone-in thing, and we set a certain time, and then Metatron will infuse energies, make suggestions, channel messages, and we can, as a group, as a team, as many people as want to can call in, and let's just feel it. Help one another feel and get suggestions for how we can gently, lovingly, and quickly bring our essential self, you know, spiritual energy into our everyday life moments.
Okay.
So in case you want to know about that, I want to give out the phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
Or people can email me and I'll send it to them, either one. But the phone number... Well, we're going to work on the 9th of each month, so that's easy to remember. On the 9th of each month, 5 o'clock West Coast, 6 o'clock here in Arizona, 7 o'clock like in Texas, and then 8 p.m. where you are on the East Coast on the 9th of each month. And the phone number that you would call is 1-616-597-8000.
Okay.
and then you have to put an input code in that actually clicks you into where I'm at, you know, 950-280, and then the pound sign.
Okay.
And you'll be clicked in, and it's a free call. I guess I would say it's a free call for people that have unlimited, you know, who have unlimited dialing.
Yeah.
If you don't have unlimited, you know, calling plan, then it, I guess you would get charged for that call.
Yes, okay.
But that's a wonderful way. When we did the winter solstice meditation, you know, there might be, or the last time we did the Lotus Grid, there were like 80 people from all over the world on the phone at one time. And so it's a great way to share energy, for one thing, and really tune in to our wholeness. It's such a great physical action. You know, it's sort of like anytime, even if you're going to, I don't know, go to the mall or something, or you know you're going to be around a lot of people, even out in traffic. Think about that in D.C., you know.
Mm-hmm.
If before you go, you hook that experience into or give it an intention of wholeness. I am blessing the energy and the experience of wholeness on this planet as I touch everyone's energy. And again, there's no way that all of that energy can ever interfere or hurt you because you've already sent an intention and a blessing out. So,
the intentions are very powerful this time around. The other thing is, almost instantly are you creating it now with what you do?
Absolutely, instantly, yeah. That's the good news and the bad news, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the good news and the bad news. And the next news is, basically, I was going to say that there's been a lot of changes that I have noticed, and one of them is that a program I've been working on for about almost 20 years, not quite, I think is about to come to fruition. And in the healthcare field, and I felt it might start last year, and there were, and all of a sudden, then it was like the steam fell out of the, you know, or the pot, whatever. It did go through, and I kept feeling no, but the new year it was, and on the 2nd of January, I got a phone call that said, Phyllis, get your stuff ready. I'm going to be doing presentations. We need to have your stuff ready so I can take it with me. 20 cities in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not doing it, the marketing guy is, but the point of the fact is he's taking it with him, and it's going to be set before at least banks and other people in at least 20 cities. So this is a phenomenal go for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, sometimes when I have gone out, I have felt like I am in a different dimension. So
yes.
I'd like to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, when I get out there, it's as though things look a little different, they feel different, but they flow. They are just, I don't get frustrated, I don't get, you know, over it, and I just go with the flow, and things are just falling into place.
Yes, I'm so
with
glad.
No effort whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I've had dreams that tell me that. I also had dreams that tells me, you know, this is not ready to go yet, relax. Just sit back, just absorb more, because I am getting dreams that are a lot more explicit, and information-wise, they are making greater sense.
Wow. Well, you know, those those winter solstice gifts are like right there in your face, aren't they, honey?
Yes.
Well, the one thing that I want to remind everybody about, just because our darling mental bodies often do need, they do better if they have an explanation.
Right.
One of the things that apparently was going on over about the last 6 months,
uh-huh.
it felt like to me that every single light worker on the planet was literally going in for cosmic surgery, and our old prime directive that had gotten really kind of messed up, where we thought, you know, helping with evolution meant fixing everybody or taking on the responsibility. And anyway, that prime directive was literally removed, like surgically removed, and a new prime directive has been like imprinted for us. And this prime directive is about the sharing and expression of our true essence so that we would respond to everyone else and to evolution rather than trying to take on responsibility for it.
Yeah, we need to be responsible for our own actions because that's who we are. We're God in miniature.
And that's right. Yeah.
We can't fix other people. We can only fix ourselves.
Say it again. I missed that.
I'm sorry. We can't fix other people. We can only fix ourselves.
Ourselves. And because ourselves are so related to others, once we fix or work with ourselves and respond to ourselves, it immediately expands out to the others. You know, it's
allows
like
others to work on themselves more easily. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every act of self-love is a service to the planet.
Absolutely.
That's our new mantra, you know.
Yes.
One of them, anyway. That's for sure.
And loving yourself is very good too, because most people don't know how to love themselves.
I admit I'm learning about it right now, because I used to think, okay, you know, I'll go get my nails done and that'll be proving to all my parts that I love myself.
Not really,
see? I mean, that's a great thing that you do for your body or your toenails, you know, in the physical.
And that's okay to do that. It's all right to do, but it is not the be all end all, darling. That's just the beginning.
That's right. See, the same way, you know, being paid money for something used to be in our main generalized thought forms, that's what would give authority to something, that's what would give meaning to it, that's what would give purpose or value.
Power, yes.
And see, now we found out, whoops, that might not necessarily be the truth, is it?
Right.
So I see that we're beginning to embody that the wholeness and or the deeper meaning of who we are. And then as we do that, on the breath, it gets exchanged and gifted to others,
right.
You know, just by breathing with someone in the same space. So our willingness to just be in the same space as somebody else is sometimes all we need to do.
Yes.
And see, I find that scary. You know, I was raised to believe that it's not how you look that's important, it's what you do.
Yeah.
So I thought I had to always be out doing something in order to be valuable or important.
Yeah.
And so this whole energetic of just being, of letting that being alive is enough, that is a really electrifying piece of wisdom for me to try to embrace, you know?
Yes. Well, as I said, I'm working on being kind to myself. And knowing that what's coming is something that I have been waiting for so many years, and I am just so excited about it. And I've had dreams about it, you know, and I finally figured out how to dream that I was getting married in 20 minutes. That was on the 5th of December.
Oh!
And I finally, for the first time in my life, I saw the face of the fiancé in that dream.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that funny? Now, I haven't met the person yet, but I figured it had to be on or near Christmas. Things became more clear, and it has to do with a business deal that I was working with. Also, marriage, when you dream about being married, usually it's not the true act of marriage, but marrying yourself, the coming together of male-female aspects, or the bringing together of other aspects. But this one, I suspected, was more like a marriage, because we talked about in the dream a reception. And I was told... And I was trying on a white gown, and I was doing this. And I said, well, I want to see the reception's going to be held. And I went to this place where it was like a bistro. And my fiancé, who I had, was off stage left, right, never saw him at that point, and said, don't worry about it. It's going to come. Don't worry about it. And I said, well, I want to make sure that, you know, the things are ready for reception. Do you know how much work you have to do? And he's laughing away, you know, and... And I get to bistro, and I put my nose in the door, and I said, there's nothing ready. I'm supposed to be married. I'm supposed to be at the altar. There's nothing ready. And this waitress turns and looks at me, and she says, what time is this? I said, well, it's 20 of 12. And she said, well, this is for 12 o'clock. You're 20 minutes early. Come back in 20 minutes. It'll be ready. No way, Jose. You know?
Well, let's make sure everybody has your phone number, though, Phyllis, okay? All you cute guys out there, get Phyllis' phone number and mine, okay?
My fiancé turned around and said, I told you so, don't worry. You don't have to pay for anything. Everything's paid for, taken care of. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, Phyllis, the Capricorn, you know, she who must control,
That's right.
That's who we are. You know, we leave nothing to chance. We plan it down and we execute it. That's why we're good at what we do. Anyway, so I had to give it up, and that's when I saw this person's face, and I said, you know, I was really struck because the first time in my life I've seen the face of a person that I'm supposed to meet.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Don't you think, though, that the surrender of, you know, Phyllis the Capricorn in human form just surrendered to Phyllis the planetary being Capricorn?
That's right. That was part of it. That was part of it. That was the higher self, and I knew that. But the fact is, I saw a face, which was the first time, and I thought, that struck me. Now, Edgar Casey used to say that if you saw a carriage, horse-drawn carriage, that usually meant a marriage. And he also had dreams about getting married. But when he did, and he was going into his 30s, I think. He really waited a long time before he married. He just saw a woman in a bridal veil. And it wasn't until he met the woman he was going to marry that he saw the face in his dream. So isn't that interesting? But I figured out the higher self, and I figured out the other part. What I didn't figure out was how the heck I was going to get all these parts together. But I just thought that was just the cutest thing. So I'm curious. I also asked myself on New Year's Eve if, you know, what my year's going to be like, and it almost always has something interesting. And I won't go into it now. We don't have the time. But yeah, other things happen. But when I am with some of my other friends now, it's though there's a different energy. It's as though everything is fuzzy in my brain, as you mentioned, which was interesting. And so I don't have to think. That I don't have to really think. All I have to do is just, you know, go along and, you know, swing my lunch bucket and just go along for the ride and enjoy myself. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to plan it. I don't have to do anything. I just have to go with the flow, so to speak. And again, for Capricorns, that's such an odd thing to do.
That's a big challenge, yeah. But, you know, it's so exciting to get to the place in our life where we're getting to express our deep, true self, and we're getting challenged, do you know? I mean, we didn't come here to be bored, sweetie, you know,
Man, yeah. I've always been careful about saying I'm bored because the Lord has heard me once or twice, and I really didn't like the non-boredom.
That's right. I mean,
I could have phrased it better, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I know. I think there's going to be lots more quote-unquote new beginnings for all of us, and first, you know, where even if we have done something before, it's going to feel brand new because we are brand new. You know, we're having our essential self fully available to us is a brand new thing, not just in this lifetime, but I mean, I think ever on the planet, you know. So
I agree, and a lot of people are with me, and I've also felt very strongly that the energy has been changing over, just sort of like a clock ticking over. And my feeling was that this program is going to take off, and it, by golly, it looks like it is going to take off. And it has myriad, it has a lot of facets to it. It's not just the one thing. It's one program, and once it's settled, then it can be turned around, and another program that can be started, and so forth. So it's a sustainable, economically sustainable program.
Yeah.
With in the healthcare field with many moving parts
and really
to build. Yeah. So it's a fabulous idea. And I think so many people are also moving with that and feeling the changes within themselves, and they don't know quite what to do about it.
Mhm. I'm glad we're all in it together. You know, I think that's the really powerful part and that the knowing will come. And in the meantime, anybody who wants to look at my website,
absolutely, go ahead. We are almost out of time. I know that.
I know that too. Okay. www.lotusgrid.com. And, you know, my email is just about the same. It's lotusgrid@gmail.com. So please be in touch. I have an MP3 version of the Winter Solstice meditation on my website that can be emailed to people if they want to hear it. You know, I'm still doing end of year and new beginning private sessions with people. I know you probably are too. And that's sometimes really helpful to, to, you know, have somebody talk to you about the new beginnings or the new year or whatever. But I especially want to encourage everyone to be in touch with their own, you know, essential self, Lotus Grid energy, and to get on board with us for the coming year and be part of holding points of light for the consciousness of humanity to change and hold a point of light for the Lotus Grid opening on 999. So
thank you, darling, very, very much. I appreciate it. We got to go now, and thank you so much. I'm sorry about the interference from the beginning, but for me, I just sat back and laughed and said, let her rip, honey.
Let her rip. I know it. Gratitude to everyone and blessings and love to you, Phyllis. I can't wait to hear what happens.
Thank you, darling. We will be in touch. I'll have you on again fairly soon.
All
right. And hopefully it'll work well. For BBS Radio, for whom I am so grateful for all the gifting of time they've given me, for Don Newsom and for his people, I thank you so much. I wish you all a very happy, wonderful, healthy, and holy new year. I'm Phyllis Pricer. We'll be talking to you next week. God bless you all, and goodbye.